Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. It's another episode. Keep pumping them out somehow, God willing.
We're doing it. Hi everyone, I'm Jen. Welcome to our beauty podcast.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
Can I just say I'm really enjoying your eyeshadow today, Jessica?
Oh, are you?
I am actually. And I was waiting to say something until we started recording because I wanted everybody to experience it with me. So please tell me, what's on your lids?
It is a Tom Ford palette that was not released in the US.
Oh, of course.
I know.
We're so relatable here at Fat Mascara.
I know. Sorry. I know. Well, my husband worked for Tom Ford Beauty and he went he was traveling for work and he picked me up some, I think he got it at an event or something. I don't know, but he brought me back another region, you know, they make different products for different regions. So it's not to say, I wouldn't say it's better, but I remember you couldn't get it in the US. So well, I really like the palette.
Great.
Thank you.
Then we won't tell anybody about the shade because they can't get it. I love that you called him my husband, as if our lovely listeners don't know all about Jeff.
I know. Oh, yeah. Jeff works in our industry.
Yeah. It looks good.
Thank you. It's like a brown.
Smoky plum is what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's like a brownish plum. Is it too much?
No, not at all. But I liked that it wasn't just beige. It had that purplish undertone. I feel like those duochrome-ish kind of shades where like, you're like, oh, the iridescence was one color, but the powder was another. It just always looks better because it's just like dimensional, you know?
Well, I did put this, you know how sometimes the quads, they have a little sparkly bit. I put the sparkly bit in the inner corners.
For a little pop, yes.
Sometimes when I'm on a call, like on a work call, I'll do a little eye makeup while I listen.
With the camera on or off?
No, I'll take the call in the bathroom and I'll do my eye makeup.
Oh,
and I'll
audio
do my makeup.
Only. I got it.
Audio only, yes. I do like to do a lot of calls on my actual phone. Call me.
Just call her. She'll be doing her
eyeshadow.
Yeah,
so I could do my makeup and I'll talk. I'm a busy lady.
She is. Okay, so we have a great episode.
What are we talking about? Yes.
We're doing the news, so that'll be fun. You'll catch us up on everything. And then a hot request in the Facebook group. Please join if you're not a member of our private Facebook group. Teeth whitening. And specifically teeth whitening for sensitive teeth, raising my hand over here. That is absolutely me. And I talked to a great cosmetic dentist, got a ton of tips, a good product for you. We're going to take you through everything for that. And then we'll raise a wand with one of our listeners. And then you'll go get your beauty sleep on your new Brooklinen sheets. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited about that sponsor.
Oh yeah. Brooklinen. That's one of our favorite new sponsors. That's a goodie.
My sheets are so good. Okay. Yeah, you ready to do the episode?
Yes. Very excited.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do the news. Ellen DeGeneres is making headlines.
In the beauty world.
Well, lucky for her in the beauty world, because we know that she's had a bumpy year or two. She's in the final season of her talk show, but she's revving up her beauty career. Okay. She just announced on her show that she is launching a line at the end of October. Now, it's called Kind Science, everyone. All right. Now, the name is kind of funny because she's had a reputation, a rumored that maybe things were not so kind on the set of her show. I can't confirm or deny this. But, you know, Kind Science is the name. Now, she said on her show, there's something I'm very excited about. I've been working on this for 3 years. I'm excited to share it with you today. She joked. I thought this is kind of cute. This is like the classic Ellen humor that I loved. She joked that she said that she'd finally learned how to turn the flashlight off on her iPhone. That was the big news. For 3 years.
Okay.
I don't know. I loved old Ellen.
Yeah.
But the positioning for her brand for Kind Science is
science that's kind.
It's age positive skincare that works. The copy on the website is embrace your age, not your wrinkles. Kind Science is high performance, effective skincare that's made for everybody. And I thought that was interesting because it hits on a few things that we've talked about in the past, like a year, year and a half. It hits on pro-aging, which, you know, Dr. Paul Jared Frank talked about episode 219. I think he was ahead of the curve there. It talks about kindness, which we talked about much more recently with Beekman 1802, episode 331. And then it's inclusive, which is the price of entry, I think, for like almost any brand, which is it's made for everybody. Nobody's saying we're just made for, you know, this type of person or that type of person. It's like we want everybody. So it's very of the moment. I think she's smart. I do love that she's 63 years old and she's, you know, getting into this game. She's, you know, she has more credibility than a 25-year-old saying, you know, pro-aging for everybody.
Right.
But it's interesting given just who she is and what she's gone through. So
I'm interested to see what the products are when they come out for sure.
Yeah. So watch this space. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is DTF. Now, if you don't know what that means, please go Google. But her brand Goop has just launched a women's sexual arousal enhancing supplement, which addresses physiological roadblocks to desire. That's their wording. So the supplements include something called Libifem, which is not proprietary to them. If you go to like GNC and you look for women's, you know, libido enhancing supplements, Libifem is a very well-known used ingredient. Mm-hmm. It's not FDA approved, but no supplement is. They also use some other adaptogens. They use saffron extract, which is mood support. And basically
the saffron's in those vitamin D gummies from Ollie that I liked, the worms. They also have saffron.
Oh, okay.
This is an oral supplement.
You take two capsules a day and it takes 2 months to see like the best results. But she's talking about, you know, how being tired, being run down.
The Vela serum that we heard about last week.
With Jess Richards?
Yes. We could do like a double whammy, Vela down below. And then what is this supplement called? Probably just like the Goop.
DTF. It's just called DTF.
Oh, DTF. Down the to supplement. Fornicate. There you go. There's the child safe down version to fornicate. For you. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, I think that it's really cool that Gwyneth Paltrow is, you know, destigmatizing this issue. whatever your thoughts are on Goop or Gwyneth Paltrow, I do think it's cool that she's pushing this conversation forward. Now, here is a collaboration that I didn't see coming. Rapper French Montana is collaborating with our friend Killian Hennessy. He has been on the podcast before. He is doing a limited edition bottle of by Killian's Angel Share, which is one of Killian's top selling fragrances. Ooh. Now, French Montana told Women's Wear Daily, I have always worn by Killian's fragrances. He thinks that they are the highest, one of the highest quality products, and he's been a fan for a very long time. So the bottle has on the cap, it has a gold colored disc, and it's supposed to be like an LP record, and one of, and it's engraved with chains. So it's like a nod to one of his necklaces. And Ellen Von Unworth is capturing the campaign.
I love that. Can I just add one addendum about Killian? I still think about how when he went to Texas, a woman there told him he was like as cute as a Cheeto. Yeah. And he didn't know what a Cheeto was.
He's like, what is this Cheeto?
What is this Cheeto? Killian, you are joy.
He's amazing. So I just love also like the collaboration between an artist and the
he's
perfumer.
Not Cheetos by Killian is not the next collab like our Sour Patch Kids from last week. No, thank you.
And then from Jess's Animal House, The Gentle Barn.
Oh,
which
wait,
is
I gotta
one
do my sound effect. Rear. Let's go.
Oh, go back. And from Jess's Animal House.
Rear.
I like that one doesn't need to be computerized. It's just you.
She does all the things.
Somebody pay this woman more. The Gentle Barn, and please look them up. They're such a fantastic organization. They have announced a special sponsorship with Michelle Dermaceuticals and Crystal Deodorant. So this is so fantastic. It's so sweet. These two companies have sponsored The Gentle Barn and their mission to rescue 21 female bunnies from an animal testing lab. This stuff still happens here in the US,
How
okay?
How do they know the specific number? Why so specific? Like they're...
I mean, that's it. I read this. I don't know. How
21 bunnies.
21. Okay, so these bunnies spent their lives in brutal conditions. They lived in extreme confinement, as they do. They are subject to the testing. I'm not going to get really gory with you, but I mean, they had eye irritation, skin irritation, severe allergic reactions, frail bones. Oh my God, organ issues. They are terrified of humans, and they have rescued these bunnies, and they are they're rehabilitating them, and they want to place them in homes, like and get them like, you know, to become like pets. Yeah. You know, like they're taking them from the horrible, you know, labs, and they want to make them, you know, like have a wonderful life, give them a shot at life. So if you live in or near LA and you're interested in adopting one of these bunnies.
A house bunny.
House bunnies, like...
Our friend Marina had a...
I was about to mention Marina.
She lived in a small New York apartment with a lovely bunny. So you can have a bunny.
They make great pets, okay? You've just got to rabbit-proof, you know, your wires. That's all you got to do. Just cover the wires. And I also know, if you're actually really curious about adopting a bunny, I have friends who work with bunny organizations, and they are so helpful. And like, they can give you like the 411. If you're like, I don't know if this is for me, they're not going to be judgy and scary. They can really like, you can DM them and they'll tell you like, yeah, this is for you. Or actually this isn't for you. So like, if you're curious, please get in contact with me. And, I can put you in touch with some people who may have some bunny questions. You know, they can be your like bunny guide if this is for you or not for you. So, go to gentlebarn.org/bunny-adoption.
We'll put a link on the blog.
Yeah. I'm sure these people will also give you the 411 if this isn't for you or not for you.
Kudos to Michelle and the Crystal Deodorant for sponsoring that. What a great project.
I love that. Yeah. But again, bunnies, great pets. And then finally, I think I found the perfect fall candle for my husband.
Oh.
For Jeff.
Every week we've got a new one. Last week it was Harlem Candle Company. What are we doing now?
Ready?
Ready.
It's called Tailgate.
I was expecting bourbon and leather and a smoking jacket. Instead, we're going to upstate New York, where both of our husbands are from.
He gets funny when you say upstate. It's Western New York.
Fine, yeah, he's from Western New York.
Western New York. It's a whole thing.
Not New York City is upstate to me. Sorry, New Yorkers.
They don't like that.
Tell me all about the tailgating candle.
Okay, so Homesick Candles has partnered with Bud Light to create the tailgate candle. I have to say, it's very clever. Now, let me take you through the scent pyramid. Anyway, by the way, Homesick Candles is a really great brand. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's all about memories.
I love a crisp cold Bud Light. I'm not going to lie.
I think I'm more of I like a Coors. I think I'm a Coors person. Oh. I'm not a beer person.
No, but if I have to, I'll
do it.
I'm expecting hops. I'm expecting what? Give me the notes. Give me the scent pyramid.
Top notes of lawn chairs. Oh, and hops.
Yes.
Oh no, you really are. You've got it. Okay, lawn chairs, hops, and fresh Jersey. The next one is my favorite. Mid notes of grass. Bleachers and dried face paint, and then base. I know.
It's the dry. Really going along. I was like, okay, minerally, herbal. Okay, now we're just joking.
And then dried face paint. No, this. And then the base notes are just like it's too much. Cedar, old pigskin, not old pigskin, old pigskin.
Okay.
Oh well.
All right.
And then smoked
like a Rudy
charcoal.
Football from Rudy the movie, like old pigskin. Okay. What was the last one?
Smoked charcoal.
Okay. What a lovely blend.
I know. I wonder
what it really smells like. Is it really for sale?
Yes, $34.
All right.
Yeah. So I think it's a great gift for the football lover in your life.
Oh my
Listen,
gosh, yes.
Every Sunday, like that's what's going on at the Matlin Janeski home. Like it's football every
light
Sunday
up the,
here.
Yeah. And just give him the full 360 experience. Like he's right there in the parking lot, right?
Well, you know, he's a Bills fan. The Bills people, they jump on tables. Do you know that?
Oh, I don't. I know Eagles fans because I'm from Philly.
Oh, well, so they're a rowdy bunch too.
They're like known throughout the country as the worst fans. But what? Why do they jump on tables? Just because
it's like
excited?
A thing. Like they take like a card table and then it's like fun to jump on the table.
Does your husband and your daughter do this in the house? Like it works for Lake. I don't know about.
She got a tiny folding table.
Just Does she have a little Bills jersey?
She had a Bills onesie. She had a Bills onesie.
We gotta get her a jersey now. She's getting bigger.
We gotta get her a tiny table.
And she knows how to test and sniff a candle. So we'll get her all set up.
Sunday ritual is done.
I love that. Okay.
That's so funny. Oh my God. What if there's a Bills Eagles game? Jen, you can come over and we'll just raise hell.
We'll light our candles and duke it out. We'll fight it out. That is probably the funnest collaboration I've heard on this show in a minute. I love that.
It made me smile. I was so excited when I found it.
Okay.
All right. Well, happy footballing, everyone. Happy Sunday.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Jess. Okay, everyone. Let's talk about teeth whitening. I literally just got a shudder just like hearing the word teeth.
It's like not worth it.
I don't even remember if I talked about this in the podcast, but I do remember trying teeth whitening while we were doing Fat Mascara and laying all night above a glass jar to let the drool drip into it because my teeth were so sensitive. Have you ever had that experience?
I did like a whitening when I was like maybe first or second year I was a beauty editor, like a pro whitening, and I stopped in the middle and the dentist was like, yeah, I get it. And he goes, you know what? There's like a point where, you know, your teeth are only get so white. And he's like, I think you're like, you know, you don't really need to continue with this pain. Like he was kind of like, it was like, I felt like he was kind of whispering to me, like, it's not going to make you that much whiter.
I'm glad he was honest with you, but I also feel like, why did the dentists offer these treatments if they know, like, by the way, I spoke to Dr. Lisa Craven. I should just say who she is before I share what she had a very similar thought. She's a dentist who founded Key Dental Clinic. It's in Galway in Ireland. She and her sister Vanessa also co-founded the Spotlight Oral Care Products, which I found when I was looking for sensitive stuff. So I was like, let me talk to her. She said a lot of people don't go through with it because of the sensitivity, but she said, I like to tell people not to treat it. Like, this is how I thought of it. Oh, you build up a bunch of stains over a course of the years, and then you blast them off with the teeth whitening. You know, like once every few years. That's how I thought you were supposed to do teeth whitening. She likes to think of it more of a maintenance thing. And she's like, that partially could help with some of the people with sensitivity. But yeah, like the in-office treatments, oh my God. So it makes me cringe. And the reason you're sensitive, by the way, I feel like you and I are both in this camp, as are lots of our listeners, because so many people have been asking about this, is because of peroxide. Peroxide is the only proven teeth whitener, and it does cause sensitivity. If you have gum recession, that could worsen it. So you want to be careful about brushing, she said. Avoid sodas and citric foods. But here's the big thing. Do you know some of the over-the-counter strips that we buy at the drugstore can have up to 18% of peroxide as the ingredient?
So they can actually, or what you're saying is they can, well, I don't know how much is normal. I don't know if like 50% is normal or, yeah.
I will tell you.
Okay.
She recommends 3-6%. And I was like, wait, that sounds like a huge difference. She's like, it absolutely is. Maybe the reason is because they want to really show you results. You know, the drugstore, like it's just as good as in the office. So they pump it up to 18%. She said, you absolutely don't need that. In fact, there's diminishing returns. Like the higher level of peroxide does not get your teeth whiter, but it does make you more sensitive. I know. I don't think I've ever looked at the level of peroxide in a product that I picked up.
Well, so I don't think the average bear would know, you know, so
mascara listeners do. They're well informed now. So you're looking for 3-6%, first of all. And I was like, I know myself, I'm still going to be sensitive. What else can we do? Here's some tips from her. Do it once every 2 weeks for like a day instead of waiting up over and doing it once a year for like 5 days in a row. In the day before you whiten, this I've not heard before, you know, Sensodyne, the toothpaste that have stannous fluoride or potassium nitrate to help with tooth sensitivity. She likes to recommend you rub a little on a finger and like rub it along the tops of your teeth. Sorry, I'm like doing it. It's making noise in the mic.
Yeah.
Before you go to sleep and just sleep with a tiny little bit on your teeth, and it helps build up your sensitivity, your non-sensitivity, so your teeth can handle the whitening that's coming next.
Wait, so put the Sensodyne toothpaste, you're saying?
Yeah, don't rinse it out. Just like rub a little bit on your teeth the day before, 2 days before you're going to whiten, because it helps build up your tooth so that you don't get the nerve pain, which is the sensitivity. That's how it works too, as a toothpaste. She also said you could do that after the fact if you have sensitivity. So that's something good to know. And then when you are whitening, after you're done whitening, try and keep them away from your gums. We all know that. We still get sensitivity. Put some vitamin E oil on your gums.
Interesting.
I have never heard this. And this is why I actually talked to Dr. Lisa, because I saw that they sold gum oil. And I was like, what is gum oil? So she ended up making a kit that has 28 whitening strips plus their comforting gum oil. It's $50, but that's like a year's worth if you're doing every 2 weeks. But you rub the vitamin E oil on afterwards, and it helps your gums get really sensitive too, not just your teeth. And it helps a lot with the sensitivity. I've never tried that. I think that's an excellent tip. Do you know what else she talked about? Be really careful after you whiten not to drink soda, not to have citric foods and acidic foods. And I was like, I've heard that. And she's like, and be careful of apples. I was like, wait. What about an apple a day keeps the dentist away? Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny. She's like, yeah, I've heard that joke. Sorry, Dr. Lisa. She was like, I have a lot of patients who like have 3 apples a day, you know, like it's like their go-to snack. She's like, they have a lot of acid in them. They are like, they're a fruit, and a lot of fruits you might not realize, not just tangerines and lemons, have acid. So just be careful, especially of green apples. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. I don't like green apples. They're too acidic.
They're very sour. Yeah. So be careful of eating those foods in the days after you whiten your teeth. And the last tip I want to share, actually, I should have said the name of the product that I was talking about, Spotlight Oral Care. They make the whitening strips. You can buy them by themselves, but they also come with the vitamin E oil. We talked about natural whiteners because I was like, I've seen lots of products out these days that don't have peroxide. Like, can we talk about those? And she knew right away what I was talking about. For example, charcoal. You've seen the charcoal.
Yeah.
Silica, which is like a natural mineral, but it is in some whiteners. And the way they're supposed to work is sort of like little micro scrubbers. Charcoal and silica can be like a little bit exfoliating. And so that would scrub off like maybe a superficial stain. But she says she's seen people that use them too often. They actually have the opposite effect, because you are in effect scrubbing away the enamel. What is underneath the enamel? Your dentin. What color is your dentin?
Is it yellow?
It is yellow. So this is why as we get older, a lot of us, even if we were to never have staining foods, our teeth would get more yellow. The enamel's wearing away and what you're seeing is the yellowish dentin underneath showing through the whitish enamel on top.
Yeah. Even if like, yeah, no, if you have the most amazing teeth as you're, when you're younger,
right?
You know, your teeth get yellow as you get older.
And I think people often think, oh, that's because all these stains have built up that I'm going to scrub off. No, it's because your enamel gets, it might be partially that, but your enamel has also gotten thinner and you're seeing the yellow. So you're like doing the opposite of what you want to be doing if you're trying to quote unquote scrub it off of like a charcoal or silica. You're just speeding up the process of wearing away the enamel.
Kind of reminds me of like how people are kind of like exfoliating their skin to death. You know, like they think like
she brought up retinol as an example. She was like, it's like retinol. You don't blast your skin with the most retinol you can find. You have to look around for the low level, do it, you know, every other day.
Yeah.
Or the peels, is that what you were talking about? Like chemical
peels?
Yeah,
just like people, I guess people, they kind of like feel like the more I can take away, the more I can refine, the better my skin is going to look. Well, it's actually, if you leave it alone, it kind of reminds me of Renella Hirsch being like, the skin is like a self-regulating factory. Or she said, I'm taking her quote a little bit out of context. Sorry, Renella. But she says basically kind of like, leave it alone a little bit. You know, it kind of knows what it's doing. Your teeth, yeah, you need to brush them. You need to make sure your mouth is clean, get rid of the bacteria. But it doesn't need to be like refined at home within an inch of its life.
Right. And I'm sure we all learned this like when we were little and you're like, brush a brush. And then you realize, oh, I'm not supposed to brush as hard. It's bad for my gums. It recedes my gums. Like do it less. It goes for the teeth whitening too. It's so funny you said the skin thing, because I keep thinking the more we learn, the more products that are available, the more that I'm starting to realize like sparingly.
Yeah. One little tip that it doesn't have to do with whitening, but just thinking like brushing that has always stuck in my mind. Somebody, I think a hygienist at my dentist told me this. She was like, think of your teeth when you brush them as like polishing fine china, not scrubbing like an old nasty pot. And because I was like receding one of my, I was causing recession in my gums, not because I was getting like, you know, older. I was causing damage. I was like prematurely aging my mouth.
Oh yeah. And they say sometimes if you're dominant hand, like if you're right-handed, they often see it on the left side of your mouth.
Oh, that's
because
interesting.
You can brush stronger on that side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember I interviewed a dentist once and they were talking about that.
So, and you can't get your gums back and you don't want to go to a periodontist. Like that's not a fun visit. So.
Oh, I have a relative who had to get their gums rebuilt and it was expensive.
Yeah. Insurance ain't going to cover that. And it's not cute. It's not comfortable. So just be gentle. And yeah, don't be overly aggressive. And I had no idea about that peroxide stuff, Jen.
I know. And I have not whitened in years now because I'm too nervous. But now with all of her tips, I'm going to give it a try. I'm actually going to try this gum oil as well and let you guys know how it goes. But I feel like if you're whitening, if you follow all of that and you still have sensitivity, you know, just do it one day. You're going to get you will get a little benefit, you know?
Can I say one last thing? And this is just like a...
Or have yellow teeth. No, go ahead.
An editorial comment. I also think like in our country, we are so accustomed to seeing these like gleaming, dated reference, but I still stand by it. Like Tom Cruise smiles. You know, like that flat.
Oh, Americans. It's a joke. Every time I've traveled around the world, they're like, you must be American from your teeth. They just can tell. Yeah.
You have gorgeous teeth. So yeah, okay, a gleaming Jen Sullivan smile.
Oh my God, but like, the privilege of how much thousands of dollars this mouth cost.
It's not like, it's just not normal. And I don't want people to feel like they need this like chiclet white smile. And I would just, it's just not normal. So I don't know. I feel like it's a little cuckoo. And especially with the aging thing, it's funny. You know, it's normal for teeth to yellow with age, but we see celebrities like, you know, I'm looking at like a J-Lo, she's over 50. Like people who are older, over 50, their mouths, maybe her teeth are all natural. So I can't comment on what her teeth are. But okay, let's say somebody.
Oh yeah, they're
like
all natural.
Jane Fonda.
I'm sure. Just like the rest of her, it's all natural.
Like somebody like, okay, I'll take a celebrity like, Okay, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to be so wrong and then hear from their like publicists. But like, if you see anybody in Hollywood who is 70, I'm 99% sure they have like $50,000 worth of dental work. Like they're—
Or just dentures. Yeah, remember we had on dentists?
And caps. Yeah, like they have caps, they have veneers, and their teeth are like, they're white because they're not natural teeth. So it's just like the standard of what we're chasing with a box of $30 white strips is so crazy, because the standard that we're looking at are actually not natural teeth, but we're chasing that. Like we're altering our own teeth with like nerves in them. You know what I mean? Like, we're chasing something so crazy.
The standard I sometimes chase though, is you just talked about this, looking at old photos of yourself.
Oh, totally.
Which is a more healthy standard, I would say. Not that that's healthy either, but like, if you have a little bit of staining and this is going to make you feel better, like a little bit of whitening can do something. You just—
Oh yeah. And no, I'm not saying give it all up, like let it all hang out, forget about it.
Don't keep going for like, I must be whiter. It was like a thing. I think it, hopefully that trend is going away, because that, it's just weird, right?
I do think people want a natural look, but I also think people just need some perspective of like what's achievable.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Sorry to rant.
No, it isn't, because I actually saw a celebrity recently who is, I guess, over 60. And I was like, it looks odd on certain people when of a certain age when their teeth are, you know, it just don't match with the rest of their face.
But even if they look great, there's probably a reason they look amazing. Yeah. So anyway, just have that in the back of your mind. Okay. That was a great segment, Jen.
Yes. Thank you to Dr. Lisa Craven. And I'll link to that product with the gum oil and also the whitening strips. That might help you and get some Sensodyne for that little bit of prep. That's, I don't know what you would call that.
Great hack.
It's a hack. It's a beauty hack.
My God. Yeah. Hack. Okay.
Hey everyone, it's time to raise a wand. I'm excited to introduce Pia.
Hi Jess, hi Jen. This is Pia from New York. I'm calling to share my raise a wand, but before I do that, I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of your podcast, and I also wanted to thank you for creating the online beauty group on Facebook, which was a community that I've been looking for a long time. And it's a great place for me to learn information about beauty products and also to get some questions answered. I'm also a big fan of your interviews, and I've learned about a lot of trends from your podcasts. And I recently started watching the Euphoria show because you guys talked about how great the makeup was on the show. And I actually really like the show also. I just wanted to say thank you. And this is my Razor Wand. It's actually two products that I've been using together. One is a blush. It's Phase Zero. And the shade is called Making Moves. And it's a shimmering golden coral. It's very light, but it's pigmented and kind of gives you like a nice glow. And I've been combining it with the Estate. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's E-S-T-A-T. Tea Estate Cosmetics, and it's a baked highlighter, and this shade is called Dewme. The two together, I just really like the combination of the two together for the summer, and I am actually going to continue using them to transition into fall, because I think it's the combination gives you like a nice glowy look that I want to keep going for fall. That's it. That's my razor wand. And I received these from my Ipsy bag, from two different Ipsy bags. And that's it. Thank you. Thanks again for all that you do. Bye.
Pia, I love this. First of all, it's like a 3-for-1, because you also mentioned your Ipsy box. We got a blush, a highlighter, and maybe if you haven't watched Euphoria yet, you're also getting a TV show recommendation. So it's a 4-in-1. And I'm really glad you are enjoying our Facebook community, because that reminds everybody else that they should join as well. The link's in our show notes. And if you want to send us a razor wand, you know how to do it. Email us at info@fatmascara.com. Don't email us if you want to fix our SEO or redesign our website. Just email us if you want to tell us about beauty products.
Wow.
I swear I'm getting a new email address soon. And if I take a while to get back to you, that's why, because I'm filtering through all those other emails. It's even easier to pick up your phone and call us. You can do that in the United States at 646-481-8182. Just leave a voicemail about a product that you like and you can hear yourself on the show, which is so fun. As I was listening to Pia's, I was thinking about my razor wand, and I'm like, I'm doubling down on Pia's sentiment, but I am giving you the creamy moisturizing version of her duo because she was giving you, you know, a powder blush and highlighter. Mm-hmm. I have a new product, 2-in-1, a bronzer and blush that I've been loving. It's called Dibs, which I think stands for Desert Island Beauty Supplies or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But it's the Desert Island Duo. So basically like, these are the last beauty products you ever need. One and done.
That's
kind
cute.
Of vibe. And it's a double-ended cream blush and cream bronzer. And when I say cream, this is not, you know how some creams are draggy and you're like,
yes.
I thought it was supposed to be moisturizing, but it's so hard. I think it's difficult to get a cream that at room temperature isn't going to get melty and sweaty, but also isn't so hard that you're like dragging it across your cheek. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Super creamy. The colors are like pigmented, but still sheer. And the bronzer is really natural. I don't use a cream bronzer often, but I'm into this. I've been doing it along my jawline and the sides of my nose, just a little bit of like a little depth for the season, if you will.
Yeah, I think now is when we can start looking real sallow.
Yeah, so, and depth and glow, yeah. And the brown is that, for me at least, a very natural olivey brown. They also have great shades all across the spectrum. The dark skin tone blushes are like the nice poppy pigmented pink and orange that is really going to show and look gorgeous. And the bronzer is then matched to the blush. So the lighter blush shades have a lighter bronzer. You know what I mean? Double-ended. I think it's $30, but you're getting two products in one.
You're really selling me just now.
Because I put it on and I just was like,
I was like, oh my God, okay, QVC.
Thank you.
No, that was really
Should that be my other side job? I like...
Could be.
Because the thing is, you could tell when I'm like, something a lot. I mean, that's why raising a wand, sometimes we've been raising a wand to like snacks and TV shows because if it's beauty products,
you're not going to like my next one then.
Is it a snack or TV show? Tell me.
It's going to be, it's a shop, but I guess you could, it's like a website / a shop. Do they have a website?
No, this is showing everybody what I'm talking about. We're not going to raise a wand to a beauty product unless we're obsessed. And right now, Jess is not obsessed with that. She's obsessed with...
Yeah, I don't... It's kind of an experience / a... Okay, I'll just tell you. I feel like you're going to laugh at me because I feel like this is so like not your thing. Okay, I'll just say it. So, you know, as you guys know, I moved to Hoboken, okay, for my growing family. Okay, it's just me, Lake, and Jeff, and Farina. Okay.
You set me up for failure, Jess.
Okay, no, I know. So I take the bus sometimes from Port Authority. Port Authority is not known for its charms, but I have found the most charming store. There are not many Hallmark stores left in the United States, but I love a Hallmark store. Yes. I love them. I used to go to the Hallmark store all the time growing up. I like to get my pencils, yes, my little like Hello Kitty, like little twin stars.
Oh my God,
like,
my friend Tia used to get me this smoked cheese at Christmas time at the Hallmark store. I can't remember the name.
Did they sell a smoked cheese there?
Yes, it was delightful.
I didn't know that they sold like food that wasn't like a, you know, box of chocolates, but that's possible. Yeah. So like they sold like...
You know, old homey smoky cheddar, wheelbarrow on the front. Okay, go on.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, you know, they used to buy like those like stand up like porcelain dolls that look like, you know, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, like, you know, all kinds of like keepsakes. And then like they just started closing like, you know, left and right because, you know, that the world is changing. There is a Hallmark store in Port Authority that is frozen in time.
Just chugging along.
It is incredible. And it really looks frozen in time. And I went in there and I bought like a beautiful trinket. And do I need this like in my life? Do I need more like, you know, things lying around? Certainly not.
For your growing family?
Right. It was like growing family. Like I'm having another baby. I'm not. But like, I just mean like, I don't need like crap lying around. I've actually made a very concerted effort to stop buying crap. But I just feel like sometimes you need those little things to kind of like kind of bring you like,
well, can I ask what this trinket was? I know we're raising a wand to the store.
I'll show it to you. I have it right here. It's been sitting since we were recording like the past 3 weeks. It's Jumbo from Dumbo and his,
oh my gosh,
and baby Dumbo, you know, like the mom Jumbo.
Yeah.
It's very special to me. We don't need to get into why.
No, I know. I know you love Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Movie means a lot to you in that character. And you have room for shelves now at your new place. So you can put a shelf in Lake's room with her. Why are you laughing?
But sometimes you have to, because I'm laughing because like in my old apartment, I'd have to like basically sleep with it like under my pillow if I wanted to buy it.
That is why you moved. Like, yeah. You got shelves now. It's like a great thing. People that don't live in urban centers don't understand, but urban center listeners absolutely know what we're talking about.
Yes. But I'm laughing because I bought a figurine. But like sometimes you have to like do these little things. My point is like, I don't know, like I raised a wand to Hallmark and I raised a wand to like small treats for yourself that don't make sense sometimes. Yes.
No, that's beautiful. You know what else is a treat? Getting your beauty sleep, which is what you should do. Oh, Jess, this has been fun. Get your beauty sleep, okay? I'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.